Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Juneau police have suspended their investigation of a woman found dead under suspicious circumstances in a downtown hotel 6 months ago. 48-year-old Penny Ann Cotton of Juneau was found dead in a room at the Breakwater Inn on September 27th. She had a gunshot wound to the head. Cotton's family in Arkansas are skeptical of it. The death certificate that lists the cause of death as suicide by handgun. Deputy Police Chief David Campbell said Friday that they have suspended their investigation pending contact with a couple more people. Campbell says it's still classified as an unattended death. It's too early for them to determine whether it was suicide, an accident, or a homicide.
The definition of unattended death means that a person passed away and it wasn't expected. A doctor wasn't expecting the death to happen. It wasn't in hospice care. It wasn't at a hospital, something along that line. We investigate unattended deaths. We investigate all unattended deaths as though they are a homicide until we prove them to be otherwise. And the reason why we do that is to make sure that we don't miss things.
Penny Cotton's family in Arkansas believe that Charles Cotton, her husband, in jail awaiting trial for distributing methamphetamine, is somehow responsible for her death. Alaska State Troopers say an officer was assaulted for 20 minutes before a second officer shot and killed the suspect. Troopers yesterday released additional details on the death Saturday night of 42-year-old Nikolai Yakunin in the village of Nikolaevsk on the Kenai Peninsula. Troopers say Yakunin knocked Trooper Luke Comfer off of an outside porch and assaulted the officer for 20 minutes before Trooper Sergeant Daniel Cox arrived and shot Yakunin. One person died and three were injured in a three-car crash on the Parks Highway near Wasilla. KTVA reports Wasilla police have not yet released the name of the person killed shortly before 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Wasilla police spokeswoman Amanda Graham says the crash occurred near the highway intersection with Church Road, south of the city. And the parent company of Alaska Electric Light and Power and its proposed Canadian merger partner say they have filed a settlement agreement with Washington State utility regulators. Avista Utilities of Spokane and Hydro One of Toronto filed their paperwork yesterday with the Washington Utilities and Transportation Commission. Details of the agreement include more than $30 million in rate credits for Washington customers during the first 5 years after the merger. Before the union of the two utilities can be finalized, regulatory agencies in several other provinces and states, including Alaska, will also need to sign off. Washington is the first state in which a settlement agreement has been reached. Latest forecast for the capital city calls for scattered rain showers for tonight. Low temperature about 25 to 30 degrees. Sunny skies in the forecast for tomorrow. High tomorrow should be about 45 degrees. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.